The reveal?
Yep.
Gun. It was gun.
A gun.
Welcome back to another episode of Just One Fern. Lucas and I here to do a whole lot of talking about a whole lot of nothing. And a bring bring.
Hello.
Is this Lucas?
Yes, this is.
Can you say something? I hated that.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I hated that. Continue, though. I'm leaving that in, but I hated it.
Leave it in. Yeah, no.
That made me so uncomfortable.
That's what I wanted. I wanted you
God,
to
that was terrible.
I wanted you to cringe out. See, I wanted you to buy in.
Here we go.
Ring, ring.
I'm bought.
Cello.
I'm bought.
You're bought. You're doing a great job. Do you ever say bye-bye?
No.
So many people on the phone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
No. Is that a Southern thing?
So here's the thing. It's all over. It's all over the place. It's a personality type, I think.
Really?
More than anything.
Oh.
People will say bye-bye to me at work.
Bye-bye. I think it's like a middle-aged woman thing, right?
It's very middle-aged woman. Yeah. Very middle-aged woman. But goodbyes and byes on the phone in general are just weird.
Mm.
I feel like they're always confusing.
Whatever you say could mean 10 different things.
Yeah.
It is a real game of chess that you're playing.
Yeah. You're like, do I get the last word in?
Yes.
Like, how long do I wait? Do I say a full, all right, goodbye?
Yeah.
Or do I say bye?
Yeah. You know, each bye. Like different way to say goodbye is a different chess piece. And you got to move it like, all right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Goodbye is my rook. Okay. But like, see ya is just a pawn. You know
see
what I mean?
Is a pawn. Yeah, yes.
It's like everything's different.
Or like then you hit him with the bye.
Oh, but that's tone of voice. That's tone of voice.
Oh, you're thinking the word, the actual
I'm thinking
word.
The word itself. Yeah. Like in different situations, depending on the emotion, you're gonna use a different one. But if you're using one weirdly, like in just if you're getting off a meeting and you're like, well, if you have anyway, get those to me by the end of the day. Bye.
Yeah, that bye is like, you're not doing it and I need you to do
right.
it.
Right, but goodbye, is either awesome or really bad.
Yeah, no, it's either way.
There's a channel on YouTube. It's a channel on YouTube that I like. His name is Wendigoon.
Ooh.
He does just like video essay type stuff, but he loves like cryptids and like horror movies.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing, and like real crime, that kind of shit. Where
right.
he will talk for 2 hours about like a shooting that happened, or like a cult, or like something like creepy stuff. I love his channel. And at the end of video, sometimes he'll be like, "All right, guess I'll see you guys in the next one." Bye. Just into the mic as loud as possible,
and it just
that's great.
That's gonna come across.
That got me now. Me,
the first time I watched this video, I was like,
"It makes me uncomfortable." It makes me uncomfortable. I don't like it. I don't like it. But so what happened with you? Like,
well, it's work. It's ever since I started working this job, I work on the phones. So
right.
like I have to say goodbye to my clients.
Of course. Yeah.
And ever since I first started like doing it.
Yeah.
Everybody who's heard me on the phone just makes fun of like how I say bye. Because I always drag it out. I always.
Oh.
And they always say like, I'll hang up. And like the person who's like listening to me on the call.
Yeah.
Love you. Bye. I'm like that's that, I sound, that's how what I sounded
you
like
you say love you
no no okay. But they're like it sounded
they're
like
making
you were
fun of you
say,
saying love you
yeah this sound like I'm,
it makes
love
me you know at least feel a little bit better that your coworkers maybe have a sense of humor.
I mean this is a rare instance.
Yeah, okay,
this is a
all
rare
right,
instance.
Okay,
some of them are can be funny but
right so give me get here role play with me.
Yeah,
all right, I'll be the client. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you be you. Thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate it.
What are you wearing? I'm sorry. Wait, can we restart?
Yeah, we can restart. Thank you so much for your help, Lucas. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Is there anything else I can help you out with?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Well, thanks for calling Dealer Track. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. You too as well. You're welcome.
Oh, you botched it.
You
at the
do
end.
That?
You fucking
that's,
botched
I,
it.
I'll do that on like half of my calls. But most of the time
Lucas.
I say, thank you for calling. Bye.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. Thank you for calling.
Now, however, I think there's good and bad with this.
Mm.
It's bad because it's awkward as hell.
It's so, I hate it.
It's good because it's better than being like, bye.
Right.
Or like basically saying fuck you with bye.
And I'll only ever do that if somebody's like, I did that today. Somebody would like stop talking and like, bye. And then I waited like 5 seconds for them to be like, bye.
Yeah.
And nothing. Yeah. So I just hung up.
But it is, I think, now maybe you disagree with me. I think it is on you guys to say bye.
Mm.
I don't think it's on us to say bye. The person, I don't think it's on the client.
The person totally calling in.
You're at work. You're trying to make me feel better.
Yes,
you need to
correct.
Say goodbye.
You say goodbye.
That doesn't make any sense.
You say goodbye.
No, to me,
I half agree with Max's point, but I'm saying
you're on the clock. You say goodbye.
You
to
say
me.
Goodbye to me, brother. You would do that if you walked into, I don't know, any establishment. They would hopefully say, "Hey, welcome," and also goodbye. Have a nice day.
Right. But they don't initiate the bye. See, on the phone, like in person, you can see somebody walking out and you say bye because they've decided to end the interaction.
Yes.
On the phone, like I'm helping them.
Right.
I don't decide when they're done being helped. You know what I mean?
I think, this is how it goes. You say, again, like you did earlier, is there anything else I can help you with? I say no. And you say, okay, have a nice day. You too.
Right. See, I think I'm getting there.
Yeah.
And I'm getting there. I'm growing. Mm-hmm.
You're working.
As a person,
you're working on it.
I'm blooming. But for the last year, that's not what I did. I went, is there anything else I can help you with? And they're like, no. I'm like, all right. well,
you can't just say
so
bye.
So get out.
Well, yeah.
All right. Well, and then I've been
hang up the phone
for a couple months. I was using all right, bye bye.
Yeah,
I was using the bye bye because it's friendly. It's a friendly.
Yeah.
Bye.
If you do the bye bye, like I think that would work with half of your clientele.
Yeah, and it does.
Yeah.
But then there's the men.
Bye-bye.
Men don't like bye bye.
Yes.
I feel like it's not very masculine.
I don't think, especially middle-aged men, they do not like a bye-bye.
If overly masculine men had their way, they would just be like, oh, do you need help with anything else? Nope. That'd be it.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, and
terrible.
That's
you don't want
goes.
That. You don't want someone to do that. I think that...
You want politeness.
Right. I want politeness, but also I just want efficiency, right? Like, we know the conversation's over. I don't need you to be overly friendly, but just like, you just be like, all right, bye.
And this is what you want as a customer.
Correct. As a customer, that's what I want.
Nobody
you could have a very different viewpoint because you're on the other end. And so you're taking multiple calls, and I get it when people are like pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
I totally understand.
I'm doing whatever
I can.
And
I'm not asking for you to be like happy about it. I'm just saying that it's definitely better than getting like a bye, hang up. You know what I mean? Hang up the phone.
It is better. Dude, I wanted this so
phone.
Bad.
Hang up the phone.
Hang
that,
up the phone.
I would
hang
do that. Right, I would do that
hang
right
up
now.
The phone.
I would do that right now.
No, you're not doing that right now. I know you would. Remember last time you chickened out though because it was a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't. You can't be accidentally getting a woman who,
funny.
By the way, you used a Long Island area code. She can find you. Easy.
In Brooklyn.
She could go. Who the hell do you think you're talking to right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
And she can come kick your ass.
And I tell her to hang up the phone.
We're in Brooklyn. We're like technically on the island.
Yeah, we are. That is crazy.
Yeah.
They never say that. They don't tell you this in school. Brooklyn is Long Island.
Brooklyn and Queens are.
It's
Long Island.
Yeah.
It's wild.
We're the frenulum of Long Island.
Shout out Willie Eilish. This is my Motorboaters koozie, which he told me to buy. So cheers to him. Also, dude, his Pokemon thing was incredible. We got to have him
so
on to talk
good.
About it.
Yeah.
And the next time he does a draft, I want to be like, hey, can we be in it?
I definitely want to draft.
And I want to not know anything about what we're drafting. Like Pokemon would have been perfect because I don't know shit about Pokemon.
Yeah, that would have been tough.
So I would have wanted to pick things that would piss off other people.
Right. I think you would have had a great like outsider spin. Like
yeah.
Like guy from Boston comes in and beats up some guy from New York. That's you're the Boston guy.
No, I'm not.
I'm New York.
No. I'm gonna say no to that.
All right, that's fine. But for
if
those
you don't
who
mind,
don't know,
I'd like to say no to that.
And I'm gonna let you say no, and that's fine.
Thank you. Is there anything else I can help?
Bye.
Bye.
For those who don't know, Willie made a video where he drafted Pokemon for a football team.
Yes.
So like he had a Pokemon that was his quarterback, a Pokemon that was his running back, a wide receiver Pokemon.
Yeah.
And it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
It was very funny. And well thought out. It's my kind of content.
For sure. I think he's the next big YouTube guy. I really do.
He's got it in him for sure.
What's his name? What's this guy's
Willie
name?
Willie Eilish.
Willie Eilish.
That's funny.
Yeah. Will Raines is his name, and he is incredible. Wait, he's Will so funny.
Raines? Why but do it I sounds know like that? Gabriel Raines. Oh, yeah, school with him.
But yeah, I want to be a part of the next one. But you are right. Brooklyn, Queens, on the island, which is very strange. Makes me a little uncomfortable.
On the island. That's important.
I've gotten into so many fights, Lucas.
Me too.
So many fights. My ex was from Long Island, and we would get into arguments all the time about it.
It's not
I would
in.
Say in.
It's not in.
And it's not. On. It's not in. I'm like, all right, whatever. But at the same time, it's like, I'm still in the place.
You're in the place. Like, it would say, I'm in the United States of America. Yeah. I wouldn't say I'm on Australia.
Right.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
When I hear on the island, I'm on a small island in the Caribbean. Yes. I'm not on fucking long. I'm not in Montauk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm not at a McDonald's.
I'm not in fucking, know? Yeah.
I'm in the ABC drama Lost.
Yeah. You're Lost. On an island.
Yeah. On an island is to me daunting. It's like this is bad. Yeah.
It's bad.
Well, you do get that feeling on Long Island. Hey, we're just getting around, guys.
Hey,
we're just getting around.
Piece of shit.
Fucking piece of shit. You piece of shit.
It'll be underwater in a few years.
That is true. That will happen.
Yep. When the meteors come. We were watching that space thing. That was scaring the fuck out of me. God.
That was casually thrown on. That was very casually. When all of society collapses, people will have to forage for mushrooms in the woods.
Like, oh, this is great. Thank you so much.
Oh, everyone's, how long everyone you know will die.
And then we had the conversation.
The population will dwindle.
What would you do if you only had a month left to live? Well, I guess I'd be with my I would do heroin.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to be. I want to get high. Come on.
That video brings up the worst.
What the fuck? You're saying it like we said.
Yeah, you're saying it as if some third party brought that up.
It's the only way I can make fun of it.
You son of a bitch.
It's not me.
That was funny. But yeah, people, I mean, Long Island's first to go. It is strange that we're in the spot that, like, this is gone. 2 seconds. This city, we'd be evaporated.
Gone. We'd be evaporated.
I wanted to move here because literally this will be underwater.
Yes.
This is going to be an underwater place.
So might as well live here now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then my ancestors, reverse, which would be like my descendants.
Right, of course.
I'd be like, wow, my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather real life Atlantis.
Really?
This will be Atlantis. Oh, I see. The city is going to be Atlantis.
I feel like Atlantis looks better, honestly, and it's a fake place.
Definitely smells better. Yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know what's going on with like pollution, because obviously it's horrible. I get that. But have you seen videos of like the Yellow River in China? That thing is black. Dude.
It's black.
It is horrible.
Dude, they're not like they're fucking up Mother Earth over there. From what I've heard.
As the same as us. Everyone is. I think everybody is.
I've heard that like 20 of the top 25 like smoggiest cities are in China.
Really?
Yeah,
oh no.
Like really bad. God. Like you have to wear a mask most days when you go outside.
Oh. Yeah, that's horrible.
They're not taking care of the planet. From what I've heard. Again, from what I've not done my research.
Mm-hmm.
However,
yep.
What if we didn't do that?
That'd be a good idea.
That'd be nice.
It'd be a good idea. Because then we wouldn't have to, you know, the meteor.
Yeah. Right. Well, you still think the meteor's coming?
It is. We watched a video on it, Lucas. A YouTube video.
A YouTube video with very good graphics.
But here's the thing. I also don't believe we can't blow it to smithereens. I don't believe that.
No?
I think by the time we get one that's close enough, we'll at least have some sort of Iron Man.
Bomb expert Aaron.
Correct.
Says we can blow up an asteroid.
Aaron Fern, writer of The Hurt Locker.
Dude, damn, that's crazy.
First responder from The Hurt Locker. Disarmed many a bomb.
Is that what The Hurt Locker is?
Yeah.
It's about the bomb squad.
I thought
you meant The Blind Side. No. I already said, I'm like, you wrote The Blind Side? How is this?
I am Sandra Bullock.
Yeah. I'm like, you shouldn't have written that. That was a very racist.
She's defusing the bomb in the heart of this impoverished black boy.
Yes.
Who they portrayed as an imbecile.
Yes, yeah. They really did.
Very racist.
That was really bad.
I remember you guys told me that, and I was like, yeah, I did find that a little suspicious that he was like so dumb.
Yeah. No, like, yeah, like
he's like in real life, he's suing the family.
Well, what do you call that when
defamation?
Yeah.
Defamation of character. Oh.
Yeah, they made him out to be like severely like learning handicapped.
Yeah.
And he wasn't. He was like a normal
He was just a normal dude, yeah.
Like they made him out to be really dumb.
A professional athlete. What are the odds?
One of the top 1%.
The top of successful people. Top 1%. Yeah,
he is. I mean,
you're right.
Where do you think we fall in the percentages? If that's top 1%, I mean, surely we're not 99th, but we're the like as a collective society, we always say, "Oh, the 1%, them."
The 1%.
But are we like 65? Are we 49?
Yeah, surely well, we're what not side 19. Of 50 are we?
That's
1% being the highest and then 100 being the lowest.
Right.
So we are
of what are we determining of the world, what's the value?
So it's like
what riches?
Like percentile. Smarts? Percentile. Remember like we needed like your SATs.
That's true, yeah. Are we doing riches or smarts or success? Like what are we talking about? What are you talking? Yeah, what is the
riches?
Parameter?
Like riches, like money, like
Jesus
money,
Christ,
power.
Dude. We're
living in the United States. We are
in the middle
class.
In the United States. Right. You say that. I don't know what that means.
Well,
I don't think you do.
I'm thinking. Are we talking just us? Because if we're talking just us, like
you and me,
we don't make like that much money, but we make more than a lot of people.
Probably a lot of people.
Yeah.
So it's hard. I don't know. It's hard to tell.
Like, what's
I really
the
don't
average
know.
Income? Like, let's not even. I don't want to bring numbers into this. I just want to know what you think.
Where we're at?
What? Give yourself a percentage. One through 100. 100, like 100 being like, you are like you're homeless.
Right. And then 100 being homeless. Okay.
And then 1% means you're Bill Gates.
Right. I feel like all of us for our age are dead on in the center of the bell. Personally,
I was going to say like,
if not even a little,
I was going to say 55,
even making more probably.
I was going to say 55.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
45 to 55.
Yeah.
I'd say like,
I feel
55.
Like we're pretty dead on. We might even be wealthier.
Especially because
I would say we're probably wealthier.
And
living in New York City. You know what I mean?
Just the ability of being able to live in, well, me personally too, like this is such a fucking nuanced topic because it's also like, okay, well, does your family have any money? Because that makes a difference too.
Yeah.
Like if your family is fucking broke, you're probably going to be broke. If your family has money, you're probably going to have money also.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you have a 100% safety net.
Right. Yeah.
But even what is like broke or rich is so like,
so
you meet people here in New York, they're like, oh, my parents, like, we didn't have that much growing up. It's like, bro, you live in like a $3 million home in upstate.
We are not the same.
You have a lot of money.
Sorry. Yeah.
This is not the same.
And that's the thing. Like, money becomes such like a heavy topic whenever like you make new friends too, like, or whenever you're talking to your friends about money. I try so hard to like, unless I'm super close with you, I'm not talking about money because I will get pissed off. Like I know I'll get angry.
Me too.
And I just can't do it.
That's very, everyone I know gets very angry about money.
Yeah.
Like they have why do I make so little money?
You know? That and talking to people who have a lot that then complain about it. And I'm I want you dead. I want you dead.
I talked to somebody once, and she was like, well, you know, like, I don't check my bank account. Like, she's like, I don't know if, like, I'm losing money or, like, making money. And I'm like,
you don't check?
I'm like, go fuck yourself.
You're not counting?
I check every Friday.
Every time I buy anything. Every time I buy anything, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
I get physically ill every time I go to the grocery store.
How do you not know?
I'm like, oh, I'm going to get, I need... Yeah. I need cheap
$80 need to cheese. Feed myself. What if I what if I didn't? What if I just didn't feed myself this week?
Now if I just ate eggs.
If I just
how could I
Yeah. Huberman Lab fasting protocol.
I'm going to do starving but call it fasting.
I'm what do you do? What do you look so thin. What are you doing? I'm starving.
I'm not eating anymore. starving.
I'm doing this new thing called starving. I made it
up. I don't know if you know anything.
I made it up. No one's ever done this before.
It's a
new
diet.
It's the hip new diet. It's Huberman.
It's good for the wallet.
Yeah. Is your wallet okay?
Because
mine's not.
Are you going to eat your wallet? I'm going to eat my wallet, I think. I'm going to eat my wallet.
I'm hungry. It's cow leather, right? It's cow. I can eat this.
It's cow.
Yeah.
You can eat many types of leather.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I've sampled a variety in my time.
Why do you?
That's true.
Why do you sound like Anthony Hopkins right now?
Yeah. Human leather.
Mm.
Goat's leather.
Mm. It'd make a nice lampshade.
Yeah.
Lamb leather.
Lamb leather, cow leather. Lamb leather, cow leather.
Whoa, you're good at that.
Thank you.
Imagine a man, but he has bones for hands.
Handsy Randy?
Handsy, I loved Handsy Randy. We should bones play that tonight. For
we should play that tonight.
Yeah, his
do we
hands.
Not have bones in our hands? The bones are the hands?
Imagine a hand.
Imagine with bones.
Bones to make it a hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a
it has
flappy
structure to it. Yeah, imagine it's not like the hot dog hands from everything. No.
Yeah, yeah. Harry Potter's arm in fucking. Yeah. When they bend it back. Oh, that scene gives me the willies. Mm-hmm.
I mean, imagine a guy.
Yes.
He has no meat, no skin.
Okay.
No tendons.
Nothing. Okay.
No, he has tendons. Tendons and bones.
Okay. Me. Kind of like a diorama in biology class.
Right, but the rest of him's normal.
Okay.
And you just, you work with him, like you see him at work.
Oh, it's just his hands?
You work
just
with him?
Just his hands, yeah.
Like it's just I would not be
you work from
that.
Home. Which one of us is it?
It's, it's cool.
That makes sense.
Oh, okay, wait. So,
well, let's say you go into work.
So, their hands are, it's like a hand bone, but there's no flesh.
Right.
But they can still move and articulate. Everything's fine?
Yeah, it works fine. But like you hear like
I'd have so many questions for this person.
Like you'd hear them like typing and
yeah. It'd be very like what would it sound like?
Like that.
Cackling insert bones. Insert a xylophone sound here.
Oh yeah. When like someone's running in a cartoon.
Yeah. When they're creeping up.
So wait, what is? So you didn't meet. Yeah, you didn't meet someone like this, did you?
No, but
you want to.
But we've all had experiences like that where you know you see somebody who's had something happen, maybe not that crazy,
okay.
But like
because I don't think that's like even possible.
No, it's not. As far as we know, with the current technology, we'll see where medical technology goes in 10 years.
Okay, I hope it gets better than what it fucking is now.
Damn right.
Amen.
Damn right. But like you ever meet somebody and like. Something's missing from their body and you have to like not be a dick.
Yeah, of course.
And you're like, I want to look.
Dude.
I
get it. It's tough.
I just feel bad.
I know you want to peek so bad.
I'm a peeker.
Yeah.
And it's gotten me in a lot of trouble in the past.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get better.
Yeah.
I'm in recovery. But I don't know. Like you always have a moment of shock. Then you go, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Right. I'm normal. I'm above looking at them. I'm above gawking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I wonder, do they must notice.
Do you ever, have you ever, like.
Of course they notice.
Have you ever treated your reflection in the subway window as like someone you're talking to in your head?
What?
Does that make sense?
No.
Okay. So this morning, I said this to Lucas. There was this gorgeous girl on the subway. I mean, gorgeous. Mm. And I, of course, looked like a hobo because I just went to PT and I looked disgusting, disheveled almost. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, well, first of all, I don't have even the closest bit of courage to go up and speak to a woman on the subway, so I'm not going to do that.
Don't do that.
But also,
do not go to a strange woman on the subway
never.
And speak to them. I sometimes when I'm walking, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but sometimes when I'm walking and I see a woman walking down the street, and I just go, oh, you think I'm going to kill you?
Yeah.
You think
they do?
Me?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never hurt anyone in my life.
Yeah.
Physically.
Right.
I probably heard people's feelings.
You've heard.
Okay, I've
heard a lot of people. But God, that makes me like, yeah, oh, puts a pit in my stomach. Yeah. But anyway,
but no, I get that. Like every time I'm walking behind a woman, I'm like, I'm gonna walk literally into the street and run past her. Like I'm like, I don't want to be anywhere close to you. And I'm a fast walker, so I got to get out there. But anyway, so I'm in the subway.
You're in the subway.
And I'm looking across at just my reflection in the in the window of the subway, and I'm like, what are you gonna do? Like in my head, I'm talking to myself, like, are you fucking kidding me?
You?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'm like, you look disgusting. Good luck.
In your dreams.
Yeah. But there was a moment, dude, and I was, because of course, the entire time I'm like, oh, she's very pretty, but I'm not, I would never say something to her. And she leaves her hat on the seat. And I'm like,
excuse.
Oh, my time.
Yeah.
I can grab it and be like, excuse me, miss, wait, you forgot the
hat. I'm a hero.
You forgot the hat. And she was like, oh, and she remembered as I was about to grab it. And I was like, if anything, she probably thought I was going to steal it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, this was a horrible morning.
you came back. You were not excited.
I was upset.
Or happy.
I was upset. I was like, I got up at 7
You're
for this shit.
Space.
I got up at 7 for this shit. It's horrible. It's terrible, Lucas.
Aaron?
Yeah.
I want nothing for the best. Nothing but the best for you.
What did I want nothing for the best.
I want nothing for the best.
I want you to have horrible.
I think things need to go more poorly for you.
God. I don't know how much.
Teach you a lesson.
How much worse? I guess I could get a lot worse.
How many times do we have to teach you this lesson, old man?
Aaron doesn't get it. Never seen SpongeBob.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah. I don't even. No, don't even fucking bring it up.
If you haven't seen the live show, it's online. Mm-hmm. You can go watch it.
Yep,
I did watch it, and I got really embarrassed at how annoying I was throughout the.
You weren't annoying.
What do you mean?
You were just very close.
Well,
to
I was
the
sitting
video.
Very right behind.
How could
the
we hear you talk?
So it would. You guys. Okay. It was fun to be there, but the audio, next time I will produce the show and I will get clean audio, because this is what I heard through my work headphones, because I have like, you know, noise and shit. Yeah. So I'm listening to it. I hear you guys. Oh, no.
It's all me.
Yeah.
It's all me.
Yeah. I put in a little disclaimer too. I was like, the audio sucked from the venue.
Yeah,
we're sorry.
Yeah, that wasn't even on us.
That sound guy, fuck,
dude. I fucking hate.
Kill that guy.
I'm gonna blacklist him in the industry. He's never working anywhere again.
Never. He'll never work.
But you know, my friends from that story where I picked up that man.
Yeah.
At the McDonald's.
Yeah.
Reached out to me and they're like, I can't believe you told this story. They're like, yeah.
Hell yeah.
And then I think they remembered how crazy it was, and they're like, good. They're like, I'm really glad we didn't get stabbed or something.
Yeah.
Like, good job, everyone. Like,
that's wild.
That could have gone a lot worse.
That's
for
so
us.
Funny that they reached out. That's great that they watch.
Yeah. No, it was
that's
really
hysterical.
Awesome.
Yeah. Wow. I love that.
No, they're great.
Good for them.
They're great friends.
Yeah.
They're great people.
Yeah, you are lucky. You are lucky. Because not every, you know, it's not all roses and flowers and other flowers, not roses. It's not all parades, you
it's
know.
Not like daisies and petunias and.
Not
begonias
all.
And
correct.
Chiladas.
Correct. It's you can't just have like, you know, everything is not a walk in the park. It's not a beautiful parade. Mm. But you know it is a beautiful parade.
What?
Lucas. Have you ever seen the parades that they do in India?
The ones with the where they throw the colors?
Maybe. This is not what I'm thinking of, though.
Because I don't think it's a parade. I'm thinking it's like a festival.
So here's one thing. We're gonna do this.
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, my God. It's Tudak.
These are Indian parades.
Whoa.
Look at this
shit. Yo, that's sick. I want to be
him. What's he looking for?
Are they going to war or are they having fun? We don't
know. I
can't
tell.
Look
how hazy it is.
How is he driving that?
Are all those people like holding each other?
Yes.
And they're spinning. I
How
want
are
these
they doing
spinning
this?
Men. What are they? NASA?
I love that.
That's
what I love. It.
What is he looking for? Who is he trying to find?
No, it's a mind game. It's I see you. Oh. I'm watching you, but also I'm fun and I spin.
I'm the government.
Well, I'm
everywhere.
I'm
the government.
I'm spinning. I'm the world.
Yeah,
but I'm watching you.
I got 360.
I'm watching you. Look at this. Look how fun that is. I want to do that so
and then
bad.
I like how he also will end up like a piece of his vision ends up being. The other people, guys in his like parade.
Yeah,
unit.
That's insane.
Wow.
Look how fun would that be?
I would.
How fun would that be?
I would pay to be in that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
How fun would that be?
This is sick.
That'd be incredible.
Also, that song is so good. I'm sorry. I love
it. Do it to you have seen the original video?
No.
No, that's not the one where he like multiplies, is it?
I can't even explain it. It's like a 90s screensaver. Got high on LSD and like made a music
he's in a
video.
Bunch of different colors.
Yes,
it's yeah. That I love. That's very cool.
But yeah, that's crazy. I mean, look at the
Thank
guy
you.
On the top.
Wow! Wow! Where helicopter, did you find
helicopter.
This?
It was. It's just on Twitter. This is my Twitter.
I want you.
It's
Twitter,
Indian
man.
Parades. I mean, dude. Also, like, what are they doing there? Right there. What are they doing?
I don't get how they have like five people.
What are they doing? It looks like little. I don't even know.
It feels like the military. Oh wait,
like
okay. So
chicken feet.
Binge watching Indian military parade videos because every one of them has shit like. That. So it is the military.
It is. Yeah.
Why is the military doing that?
Why are they doing fun parades? And why don't we do fun parades? Also, really quick, just bad news. Chick Hicks was at January 6th.
No.
Bad news, dude.
Dude.
He was my favorite race surfer at one point, and now he was.
No!
You know what?
Chick.
If any of the cars were going to
be him.
It was going to be Chick Hicks.
He has a mustache in a conservative way, not in a Bushwick way.
Not like mine.
In a January 6th.
Yes. Kind
of not like a Bush stash like I have.
He has a fed up with the government and raiding. Well,
we're all wrong.
All right, Lucas, are you ready?
No.
I have a game for us.
I like games. Okay, what's going
on? But you have to buy in. So tell me right now, do you buy into my game?
I buy into your game.
The game is, what am I thinking?
Okay, sure.
And I have whiteboards for us.
Ooh.
So here's what we will do.
That was such an... What do they say in the fucking, oh, hello?
That was...
They do this in Oh Hello.
Which part?
Am I thinking? That was such a terrible game.
Oh, yeah.
And when he did guess what I was thinking, I lied.
But yes, this is the game. Guess what I'm thinking. Now.
How do I play?
So I'm going to think of something.
Okay.
And then you have three questions and one facial expression from me to try to guess what I am thinking.
That's a lot of fun. I'm very excited.
So I'm going to write something down first.
Yep.
Okay. And then I'm going to show the camera.
Okay. I like this a lot. I'm very excited. Here's the issue is I think I'm a bad guesser.
You are. I'm going to show the camera. Don't look. Camera's got it. Okay. Now do you want the facial expression first or do you want to ask questions?
Facial expression first.
Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Oh. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't count. Am I guessing a phrase? Am I guessing a noun, or is that something?
You have to ask me questions to try and figure this out.
So you could have written down anything.
Anything.
Okay. Is this an action or a verb?
No.
You're not doing something.
No, that's two questions. I'll count it as one. No.
Okay. Okay. So you're not doing something. So it must be a noun. So this is a person, place, or thing. Okay.
Noun.
Is it a person?
Yes. I'll let you count those two as one question.
Oh, thank you.
It's a person.
Thank you, God. Is it somebody you know?
No.
Okay.
I think he might get it. I really do. Really think here. Look in my eyes. I'm thinking it right now.
Oh, I don't have it.
Okay.
No, I don't have it. I'm gonna write what I think it is, but I don't have it.
It's a person. I don't know them.
Okay.
Okay. So you reveal. Subway Girl. No, not Subway Girl. Very close. Keira Knightley.
Oh! Ooh. I love Keira Knightley.
I know
Knightley.
You love Keira Knightley.
Oh.
Really?
And my friend, that was the easy Keira. Round.
No.
Yes.
So wait, do I guess again? Or no? Do you guess me now?
Do you want to do one?
Sure.
Sure. I have a whole game planned out just for you guessing. But you can do it. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to do
this
one.
But this is round one. I only have I have three things. So to keep it like shortish.
Max, can you give me like a napkin or something? There's one right in front of you, in front of the... Thank you.
Wonderful.
Okay.
You're welcome. Wonderful.
Yeah, I want to do one. And then we'll continue with your game.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Did you write something?
Not yet.
Okay.
Oh, hold on.
So write anything. Literally anything you want. Lucas is writing something for me to guess this time.
Yep. Okay.
Let's see how it goes.
Ready?
Yeah. Oh, you have to show the camera so that they know.
It's kind of bright.
That's okay. I'll like zoom in on it.
Okay. They've seen?
Okay. Facial expression first.
Okay.
Got it. Okay. Is this an action?
No.
Is this a person?
No. Look at me.
Is this something I've experienced?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I
definitely don't got it. But I'm gonna go for it.
Aaron, you're gonna love this.
Okay, I got it. So I got it.
All right, ready?
That's so good.
I reveal.
Yep.
Micro penis.
Okay, well now we know you don't have one.
Yes.
Because you said you've never experienced it.
Thank you for catching on to that. Thank you for catching on.
That's
yes.
good.
Everyone knows now.
For the reveal?
Yep.
Gun. It was gun.
A gun.
I love gun.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that was really good.
Oh, that's gun.
This is fun. This is fun. Okay. So back to what you had planned.
Back to what I had planned. So again, we're doing another one. Another guess. Guess what I'm thinking.
Nice. Can you smell this for me? Smell it? I don't like that. You don't like that?
Why did I do that? Because you asked me to.
I know. You can make people do things just by saying, can you hold this for me?
I'm not holding shit for you anymore.
I'm going to get you with that some other day.
Okay.
You will, but not today.
Okay.
Okay.
Show the camera. Okay.
I want facial expression after my first question.
Got it.
Is it a thing? Like a...
Yes.
Okay. Facial expression, please.
Okay.
Oh, one more time? And for the audience? Is it a food?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay. Is it a fast food?
No.
Oh, okay, good. Mm. That was a good question then.
And your last.
And it was my last question. Okay. I guess a food. I get three questions. Yeah. This is not
it's
fair.
It's my favorite game.
This is not fair at all.
It's my favorite
We're
game.
Never going to get this. But I like that we can still come up
it's
with an answer.
It's my favorite game. My favorite game.
Whoever's
no,
guessing
got,
looks like an
it.
Idiot.
You got it.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. Sure I do.
I do.
All right.
I believe. I believe
Hold on,
in you.
Let me think. Let me think. Let me think. You look very satisfied. I'm going to talk out loud. You look very satisfied. Yeah. You looked very full. Mm. You looked very... Mm-hmm. You look very warm with how you're feeling in your gut. I'm thinking we have a good tummy feel.
Okay.
I'm thinking it's something yummy.
Okay.
And I'm thinking it's something late in the day.
Okay.
Lock eyes with me. Interesting. So what I've learned from locking eyes with Aaron is that I'm wrong on at least one of those things, likely the last one. So here's what I'm going to do.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to guess.
Okay.
Wait, no. We said no fast food. It's one of, that was one of the three questions I asked.
I love this game.
But I don't know. I wouldn't count it as fast food. So I'm going to go with that answer. I think I'm going to spell it wrong. Yeah, I spelled that wrong. Hold on. There's an H in there. Ready?
Yeah.
Sandwich.
Chickpeas.
Oh! That's good. Thank Are you, you that? Do you like chickpeas that much?
I just, this is what I was thinking, Lucas.
Okay. But you
the
went,
game is what am I thinking?
But no,
I
you
love
went,
chickpeas.
You went like, like you
Well,
like
yeah, I enjoy them.
Okay, that's good.
I made them the other day in the air fryer, like Max said to do.
Wait, Aaron, you're telling me this chickpeas?
That's such a good one. I love that one.
This is fun. I'm having a great time.
All right, but since we're close to time, we have to move on to round two. Round two is Jeopardy.
I thought that was round two.
No, that was round one. That
there's
was round
more?
One.
This
there's is
three
round
games?
Two. No, there's just two. This is Jeopardy, okay? You have to guess the question based on the answer I give you, okay?
Okay, okay.
Okay.
Oh, I like that. No, I like
mm-hmm.
it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But how many guesses do I get? One.
You get one guess.
Okay.
Unless you want to.
No, I can do it.
Okay. We'll start out with an easy one.
Okay.
Yeah, very easy. I'm gonna write down the answer, and then you tell me, because I want you to say it out loud.
Okay. So I don't need my board?
No.
Okay. Do they know?
Yes.
Kobe.
I'll just say it out. It's Kobe.
Okay. I know the question.
Yeah.
Oh, I know the question.
What's the question?
Who did Aaron Fern kill in a game of pong?
Correct.
Pong.
Yeah.
Correct. I remember that day.
Correct.
Woo!
The game.
I
well,
remember
the,
that.
You got it. The first part. It's who did Aaron kill?
Who did Aaron kill?
Yes.
Who did Aaron kill?
Kobe Bryant. Easy.
You
easy.
Killed
right?
Aaron, you killed Kobe Bryant in a game of beer pong.
Mm-hmm.
That was ridiculous.
I did. I killed them hard. Question two, or the answer to question two is. Middle right.
Middle right. Like middle R-I-G-H-T?
Yes.
Jeez. Middle right. Damn. No, I should know this.
Mm-hmm.
I should know this.
Yep.
Yep.
Middle right. This isn't the right answer, but it is the right answer.
Mm-hmm.
The urinal I'm gonna choose if they're all empty.
No. Oh. It is, what is Aaron's worst looking finger?
Oh.
Middle right.
Middle right. Is that right?
Look at it. Look at it. It's
oh, yeah. Dude, that's all fucked
fuck.
Up.
It's wonky.
Dude, she's,
as hell.
She's like a
you,
zigzag.
You jam it in a game of basketball?
Probably.
You're going hard
no,
in the
I think
paint.
It's from got... carrying trays so much at a restaurant.
Dude,
like,
it's
fucked up my
it's,
finger.
It's tray worthy.
Yes.
I bet
you.
You're still really good at it.
You got soft.
Your body
yeah. It's like riding a bike.
Yeah.
It's like riding a bike.
Yeah. All right. Question three. There's five questions, by the way. Five questions. Oh, wait, no. Six. There's a bonus. There's five.
Okay.
The answer is red pepper flakes.
What do you put on a bad pizza?
No. If Aaron was turned into a spice, what would it be?
I like that. No, I like
thank
that.
You,
you would be. You
yeah,
would,
be, would
red
be
red pepper
flakes.
100%.
You.
You're Italian.
Thank you so much. Okay. Now, this is really good because this one we get into categories. Okay. The answer to this one, to this question yeah. is Fender, water, drinking.
It, the comma, like the, it's a
comma.
List.
Yes, the
it's,
list.
It's a list. You do? Can I phone a friend?
No. He said no. He doesn't okay. want to answer your call.
Fuck you. Sorry.
Okay.
God calls with
Fender,
you answer.
Water drinking. Okay. Fender. See, like, your list doesn't make sense to me because mm-hmm. drinking is an action and water is a thing and mm-hmm. Fender is a company.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I could say the question
think
is
outside the box.
Like, oh, right. Oh, let me, yeah, you're right. Because all of your questions have been, like, ridiculous.
No, they've been in the box.
That, they've been far outside and- the box. they found the box and they said, no, thank you. I'll take the circle. All right, let me see. Okay, yeah. I am gonna have to think outside the box. What is a list of random things Aaron came up with?
No, my least favorite benders in order.
I knew that's what it was.
Fender bender, water bender, a drinking bender.
Oh. And you knew and he didn't tell me?
I knew it was bender something.
Yeah. Because he's smart. He thinks outside the box.
I'm an engineer.
I'm going to have to ask you to fuck off. Politely.
Now, here. Now,
respectfully.
Now we get harder.
I can't do
okay?
That.
This gets harder?
This is question number five, okay?
Okay.
Lewis... Darius.
Another list.
Cox.
Lewis. Darius.
This is so good.
People you know with the first name Aiden.
No. Good guess, though.
Okay.
It's who went west?
Darius went west?
Darius.
Darius.
You don't know Darius goes west?
No.
You don't know Peter Cox, the lead singer of the band Go West from the 80s?
No.
You don't know Lewis from Lewis and Clark?
How could you expect anyone to guess?
Oh, you know Lewis. Okay, you know Lewis.
How could you expect anyone to guess two out of those
Darius goes west. Darius goes west.
Oh, my God.
No, he does.
He did. And then he died. He died.
Clearly didn't make it.
No, he went. He died. He made it and then he died.
I'm sure he died.
He was disabled.
I'm not laughing.
Happy.
I'm not laughing.
Hope
I'm not
you're
laughing.
Happy. Okay?
I'm not.
Last bonus. Bonus. Bonus question.
And everyone
listen,
get excited. It's a bonus round.
You've, okay, gotten, guys, you've gotten 1 point, so you need this. Okay?
I got one.
It'll get all of the points. It'll get all of the points.
Okay.
Ready?
This is all or nothing.
Bart, Jessica, OJ.
I know this one immediately.
People with the last name Simpson.
Wrong. People who existed when Nicole Brown was murdered.
Are you fucking serious?
Which is who OJ killed. His ex-wife.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Is that the real answer?
Yeah, it is.
That's terrible.
So you've lost. What am I thinking? That's sad for you.
How did everyone do at home?
How did everyone do at home?
Write your score in the comments.
Wow.
God.
I'm fucking what pissed. Is that?
Good game. Good game.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm pissed.
Good game. Anyway, I'm glad that you bought in. Anyway, that's all we got for today. Thank you so much for listening.
I sold halfway through that game. I bought in and I sold.
You did. You did great. I'm proud of you.
Thanks,
you
man. Yeah,
thank you so much for listening. Subscribe, like this video, comment down below if you did well with What Am I Thinking? And we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.